From KRWG Las Cruces, this is Ask NMSU. This week's question, is it true that KOB Radio started on the campus of NMSU? The answer from John Hunter, NMSU Professor of History.
Yes, electrical engineer professor Ralph Willis Goddard, using his experience as a radio operator during World War I, built KOB Radio and licensed it to State College in 1920. Over a 9-year period, Goddard developed the radio station with dramas, farm shows, news programs, and live music. Goddard operated KOB Radio at 1030 kHz with powers up to 20,000 watts. Tragically, on New Year's Eve in 1929, Goddard was electrocuted when he turned on KOB's transmitter during a rainstorm. Shortly thereafter, the Board of Regents sold the station, and it was relocated to Albuquerque, where it operates today as KKOB, the voice of the Great Southwest. Goddard's legacy continues at NMSU as the NPR station, KRWG-FM, established in 1964, and the PBS station, KRWG-TV, both proudly bear the initials of Ralph W. Goddard.
You can listen to all Ask NMSU segments online at krwg.org. Submit your questions by email to asknmsu@nmsu.edu.